Commissioner of Police Michael Charles said that the government continues to provide $500,000 in the annual budget for the educational development of police officers. He said, as criminals continue to become more complex in their acts of crimes, then the police must also continue to train and develop to respond to the changing face of crime.
We urge you to remember every aspect of your curriculum, including those subjects which have equipped you with your life skill. It is also important for you to ensure that part of your discipline and commitment includes ensuring that you keep your level of fitness and look after your health. Law enforcement duties can be physical and emotional draining, and you must ensure that you take the necessary measures to counteract these challenges. In line with government education revolution, I'm also urging you, the recruits, to be part of this educational revolution. Get on board. The government has set aside $500,000 annually to assist police officers in achieving higher levels of education. Police officers are to be professional individuals working with the ambit of the law and the delivery quality.
Commissioner of Police Michael Charles. Meanwhile, Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Colin Williams, said that police officers have to develop a culture of reading to continue developing themselves. He said this is essential if they are going to be able to respond to the new types of crimes.
There are, as well, many avenues for the formal certification process. But obviously, you would only be able to capitalize on these opportunities if you prepare and position yourselves to seize the moment. This means that you will have to nurture and feed your love relationship with reading. This is the foundation upon which further studies has to be based. There's no substitute for reading and reading widely. As a colleague of mine, the senior prosecutor, I usually say, we have to develop a culture of reading.
Mr. Williams said the police canteen and training school can also be used for educational purposes such as debates, lectures, and public speaking, among other activities, which will help to develop the capacity of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force.
It must also be asked, what greater use can the facilities in the possession of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force be put to? For example, here at the Old Montrose Police Training School, and indeed, even at the expanded spacious facilities of the police canteen atop the vegetable market in Kingston. Should there not be regular scheduled ongoing training and development programs, as well as lectures for all enlisted members of the police force? Must the canteen's only use on weekends be for karaoke or for personal stir slam a domino and drink some rum? Indeed, the principal focus of that facility must be for recreation, I agree with that, and to encourage and to facilitate camaraderie among the members of the force. But is there any reason why it cannot be used for some edifying purpose as well, to host debating competitions or public speaking events, for example?
Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Colin Williams. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.